Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle and Johnny Cakes Auville.
You know, I looked during the break, and again, not to just beat a dead horse, but I found 15 teams that are starting quarterbacks this week outside the top five. Seattle, Chicago, Green Bay, the Chiefs, the Bucks, the Niners, the Broncos, the Saints, the Jags, the Vikings, the Titans, the Giants, the Raiders.
It doesn't mean they're all good. And
pretty much all of them will be starting next year, except maybe one or two of them. Pretty much all of them.
You named Jacksonville.
I mean,
yeah, right. That would be one of the two that probably won't be. They could be looking for someone. But Seattle's going to be starting Russell Wilson. Green Bay's going to be starting Aaron Rodgers. The Chiefs will be starting Pat Mahomes. The Bucks will be starting Tom Brady. The Broncos, it looks like they may have found their guy in Drew Locke. The Saints are a little bit up in the
Drew
air.
Locke,
I don't know.
He stinks.
He might be their guy.
Well, then they're going to win three games next year if
the
he's
Vikings,
their guy.
Maybe. The Vikings will probably still have Kirk. The Titans will stick with Tannehill. The Giants, I don't know what they'll do. But I would bet they probably still have Daniel Jones. The Raiders will stick with Derek Carr. The Steelers will stick with Ben. The Ravens will stick with Jackson. So, you know, I'll never give up either, just like Cakes will never give up. You know, it's fair to disagree. It's fine. I'm not saying it's a reprehensible position. I'm just saying that in my opinion, it's a little overrated.
But yeah, but I think you'd agree that the top picks – generally, your best players are the top picks. Like, why did Washington land Sean Taylor? He was the fifth pick overall. You know, the Sean Taylors, the better players tend to be. Doesn't mean always, but tend to be maybe.
But it's not
guys. So
overwhelming because I'm giving you guys. I mean, there's a lot of great ones. I mean, a lot of these are great. They're Hall of Famers that were picked outside of that. You know, I mean, Russell Wilson's a Hall of Famer. Aaron Rodgers, a Hall of Famer. Pat Mahomes, a Hall of Famer. Tom Brady, Hall of Famer.
I understand that, EB, and
Breeze, Hall of Famer.
Right, and it doesn't look. Dalvin Cook is probably the best running back in the game this year. I believe he was a second round pick. But who are your best defensive players right now in the league? Myles Garrett, number one pick overall. Aaron Donald, he was a top pick. I mean, it's just usually the top picks are the best players.
I understand. I'm not disagreeing with that. But I'm saying there's plenty of great players. My point is there's plenty of great ones. And if you don't get the easy one that falls in your lap in the top five,
part of that
you could still win.
Some GMs are dopey, and they top players they bypass. Like, is it Ryan Pace, who's the GM in Chicago?
Yeah.
Traded away a pick to move up a spot to get Trubisky when he didn't have to and bypass both Mahomes and Watson,
yeah,
both of whom should have been drafted in the top five. But they slipped for whatever reason.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you got to be good. You got to be good at drafting. I'm not suggesting that Washington's been particularly good at drafting, although I think they have gotten better lately. The last few years do feel like they've gotten a little better.
Hey, look, you're going to put Josh Allen in your discussion because he was the seventh pick? I guess that works.
I didn't. You know what? I didn't even put him. Let me add him. That's 16. That's 16 teams this
week. But who was number one in last year's draft? Kyler Murray, stud.
I like him. I'm a Kyler guy. Dude, I told you I would have traded my whole – I would have dicked for him.
This year's draft, Burrow, stud.
I agree.
Number one overall.
I think he's going to be great. Number 1-1s are often great, for sure. But we're not in that running. We're not going to be 1-1. It's not happening. So, you know, That's all.
Stupid Jets. Jets can't. They're just not going. They're not going to win a game.
Oh, don't sleep on Jay Gruden's Jags cakes.
The Jets are a different breed of awful. Even with their mini resurgence with some of their receivers coming back, they're still terrible.
Right. So let me count that again. Do I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10,
you love 10, this 12, argument. 13, 14,
15, 16. I just do because I'm so against losing on purpose. I'm just so against
it. But again,
it.
I don't think they're losing on purpose. I don't think the Jets are losing on purpose. I don't think the Jags are losing on purpose. They're losing because they're bad. They're poorly run teams. That's why they're losing more than they're winning.
And that's
fine. Why they're going to be picking at the top of the draft again.
But the proposition that we threw out there was, what would you rather if you had your choice? And I would choose, right, to win six and win the division versus choosing to lose and win four.
Cakes is generally, if not always, a choose-to-lose guy. Because I remember having this discussion about the Wizards.
Yes.
Right? Remember last year the Wizards had a chance, and ultimately they got into the bubble. Cakes was kind of anti that.
And what happened when they went into the bubble, JP? What happened?
The young players developed, Cakes.
Did they even win one game?
They won the maximum one game.
They won their last game.
And that was because the I can't remember who they played. It might have been the Sixers. I think the Sixers didn't play any of their
starters.
Boy,
that bubble trip was good. It was great for the team, wasn't it?
But sometimes it's worth the grasp, Cakes. I mean, whatever. You're in that camp, and it's pretty consistent.
And you know what? Especially in the NFL. See, the NBA is a little different because the top seeds just are overwhelming favorites, and they overwhelmingly get there. The NFL is more of a crapshoot. You know, one game deal, anybody can win. You know, you've seen wild card teams win the whole jam. So,
hey, I have a question for you, EB, though, kind of following up on this.
Yeah.
So we all know tomorrow is a massive game for Washington.
Won't be over, but it is a massive game.
Because if they win at 4 wins, 4-7, you're probably the favorite to win the division. Especially if you look at the schedule, I think the Eagles will probably lose this week. They could win. The Giants will probably win. They were going to play Ryan Finley and the Bengals. But then when you look at their schedules, the Giants, and you look at the Eagles' schedule, it's pretty daunting. Both teams play four teams with winning records. Washington, Dallas, it's the opposite. Dallas has one game against a team with a winning record. Washington has one game against a team with the winning record. But let's say Washington loses this week, EB, and then they're almost certainly going to lose to the Steelers. All right, at 3-9, are you still grasping, or would you say, let's go to Dwayne?
If we're still mathematically in it,
well, you're probably going to still be mathematically.
I'm still mathematically in it. I'm always. Even when we're out of it, I still would rather win. The only time you can convince me to just roll over.
I'm not saying that you're trying to lose. I'm just saying maybe you're just curious to see Dwayne again, see if he's developed at all, build a little value in him. If you're 3-9, all right, let's say Dallas wins the next two. They would still only have 5 wins. He'd still be in it. It's a 2-game lead, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of all over the place with Dwayne because a couple weeks ago I felt like we should be playing him instead of Alex. But Alex is finding a way to do it on one leg. I don't know how he's doing it. I don't know. JP, I don't know the answer to that.
Cakes, 3-9. They lose this week, tomorrow to Dallas. Then they lose in Pittsburgh,
you
which
know
is
my
certainty.
Answer. I toss the keys again to Haskins
right,
to see what I have. Because the grade on Haskins, I'm sorry, some people may disagree, still incomplete. It's an incomplete grade
on
Haskins.
They think they know what they have.
Yeah, I think they know.
They think they know.
I don't think you're going to see Haskins again because I agree with that. I think Rivera and the staff, they know, they think that they have a dud in Haskins. And what's the point in trotting out a dud again, even for a few games?
Oh, maybe you build up a little trade value. All right, let's go to Pound Mark.
He has no trade value. Let's His trade to value is this.
People don't trade for backups. They don't trade for backups.
Project. Let's go to Mark in Largo. Mark, you're on with the Junkies. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys. I hope y'all enjoy y'all day tomorrow.
Same to you and your family.
You too. I was listening to you guys, what EB and Cakes was saying about Burrow and Murray and everybody. And I'm sitting up here thinking, this time last year, everybody thought Lamar Jackson was all world. Now he looks like Robert Griffin III from 2013.
No. He's way better than that. He's way better than that.
Now, Carson Wentz, 3 years ago, looked like the second coming of Aaron Rodgers. Now he looks like he's about to be benched. I think he's going to get benched.
That guy kind of hurts my argument, too, by the way. I was counting on Carson for my argument because he was a high pick.
No, you make a good point about Wentz.
I think we need to kind of wait. Okay, the only scenario I could really see with Dwayne is the same scenario I saw that Norv did with Heath Shula 26 years ago. When he started Heath in 94, he wasn't ready. He went with Gus. And, you know, it just made better sense to say, look, Dwayne's not going anywhere this year. Let's see what Dwayne, Kyle, and Alex can do next year. That's the only way I could see this. Because here's the Redskins' worst nightmare, Washington's football team's worst nightmare. If you draft a quarterback this offseason and you bring him in and Dwayne really excels and learns the playbook and he beats this guy out.
Come on. What are the chances? What are the chances that happens? That Haskins all of a sudden is going to flourish?
It happened with Ryan Tannehill, didn't it?
Took years.
I think if Haskins ever develops, it's going to be under a different coaching staff in a different city. He needs a complete reset button for that to happen. In my opinion,
didn't it take years for Tannehill? I mean,
Tannehill wasn't that bad. If you looked,
he had okay numbers. Really, for him to be solidified, it took years.
And again, remember, he was playing under Adam Gase, and guys generally, their numbers improve when they leave Adam Gase's system. Unless you're like a slot wide receiver, you're going to put up huge numbers in that system. Guys tend to do better when they're not under Adam Gase's watch. And Tannehill is one of those guys.
Unless you're Peyton Manning, Cakes.
I'm sorry?
Unless you're Peyton Manning.
Oh, I'm sure it was Adam Gase that was making Peyton Manning silly.
Didn't Peyton throw 55 touchdowns under Adam Gase?
I'm sure Adam Gase had a lot to do with it.
Well, didn't Peyton have his own playbook?
Right.
Peyton had his own playbook. That's all you need to know there. So what's going on with Brinson? Did we miss Brinson? Is it over? Is it cooked, Drabby?
I don't know what happened with him today. He was all size last night, and then, I just got a text. Hey, S, sorry.
We can put him on last segment. Everybody's distracted by Thanksgiving, the holidays. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff going on.
What do we have next segment?
He can come on Friday, probably.
Or we have Kevin.
We already bumped him once.
Oh, we can't bump Kevin twice. Yeah, okay, let's do that.
I mean, can you imagine how much OCD he'd have if we bumped him again?
He carried around all weekend.
Can we? Hey, for giggles, can we put Kev on the Zoom?
Yeah, he's ready to get on the Zoom.
He's ready on the Zoom? Okay, good. Let's do that.
So we will talk some entertainment next with Kevin. He'll fill us in on what we can watch during the 4-day holiday break for those of you that have 4 days here this Thanksgiving. And maybe we'll see if we get Will Brinson on later in the show as we go around the NFL. Keep it here. We're the Junkies on the Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106, 7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Just a reminder, we will be live on Friday. At least it'll be a two-man show. Me and Cakes will be on live coming on at 6 a.m. Hopefully a Victory Friday, Cakes.
That would be nice. Victory Friday would be a nice touch.
But we will be recapping, of course, Washington's game tomorrow night, 4:30. We wish everybody a great Thanksgiving. Now, this weekend, I know Cakes isn't into it at all. Mike Tyson returns to the ring. I think EB saw him the last time he was in the ring when he fought in D.C.
Is that truly his last fight?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a long time ago.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. Feels like a lifetime ago.
What year was that? That fight, EB. You were there. It was 15 years ago, 2005, right? Yeah. Against Kevin McBride. That's the fight you saw, right?
Yeah, Jason and I went to the fight together.
Was it the MCI Center at that point? It might have been.
Yeah. We went to the press conference afterwards. It was one of the most surreal things I've ever seen. You know, the room was a ton of people in there, media. Mike was all quiet and calm, and I don't know. It was wild. That was the end.
Right. So Tyson, I don't know when it started. I think it was maybe the beginning of the pandemic. You started seeing these videos of Tyson working out, and everybody went nuts. And it was just like a 10-second clip. I think Tyson even talked about it, that he basically did 30 seconds of punching, and he was sore for a week. But there was so much fervor for it, and people, like, nostalgic about the Tyson era. I mean, I remember at least three or four times, EB and I used to go to one of our buddies' houses, and he used to have one of those shady boxes. Right, EB, we'd go over to Bubba's house.
Right, a cable box.
And we'd watch Tyson, you know, pay-per-views.
Right.
I mean, there was nothing like the phenomenon of Mike Tyson. And so people were hearkening back to that. They got all into it. And next thing you know, Tyson started working out a little bit more, and he got in shape. And sure enough, they created this match. And it's sanctioned. Now, it's a little bit different. He's fighting Roy Jones. It's not some sort of, like, 12-round championship fight. Now, it is not with headgear, as far as I know, but it's an 8-rounder.
Please tell me that none of you guys are ponying up your cash
to
watch two washed-up dudes fight.
I'm pretty sure, Cakes.
The reason why I'm not...
I'll never pay for pay-per-view ever.
Right. And the reason why I'm not is because I've heard it described as nothing beyond hard sparring. And so if
Tyson's not
trying to knock out Roy Jones Jr., you know,
no, he's trying to knock him out. And I think Roy Jones Jr. is a little bit scared. I think Roy Jones Jr. has some regrets.
This is another reason why I'm kind of out on it, but I've heard the pre-sales are killing it. Drab, do you have the pre-sale numbers?
Well, I saw that Mike Tyson tweeted that it's breaking records for most pre-sale for pay-per-view.
I wonder, it's at Staples Center. I wonder, could you imagine Staples? I mean, but in L.A., nobody's allowed to go anywhere.
What's happening there? If those reports are true and that they're breaking all sorts of records, we do live in a truly stupid country. If people are ponying up money to watch Mike Tyson and Roy Jones.
Well, this is what troubles
me. Try to
me.
Kill each other.
I'm a boxing mark, but I like real fights, right? So I will order real pay-per-views if I'm interested. This is why I'm kind of out on it. Number one, this is my belief. Whether or not Tyson or Roy Jones Jr. are trying to knock each other out, I believe they're going to be gassed so quickly.
Oh, of course,
that it's going to be ugly.
Going to be an early knockout.
it's going to be a lot of holding and kind of like dancing around, and the punches are going to look slow. Just my belief, it's going to look ugly, right?
I think Tyson's going to knock him out quick.
Yeah, I don't think so. Number two, according to what I read, the fight will be immediately stopped if either fighter suffers a cut.
Yeah, I don't like that.
What kind of boxing match is that?
Well, I don't know. How often does that happen, though? It depends, right?
It doesn't happen a ton, but
yeah, so I think it's
who
okay.
stops a fight because there's a cut over a guy's eye?
Yeah, I don't know.
It sounds like a big farce to me, is what it is.
How much is it, JP?
$49.95. Oh, my God.
It's 100% chance that we get $49.99 stolen from us, and it'll be like some sham ending. It'll be a big goof, and like they won't fight, or something ridiculous will happen. But I am
they'll fight. I just think it's going to be like a sparring session.
It will just be like everyone will be upset at the end of the night. I guarantee you this. I mean, will be upset.
Everyone's going to be disappointed.
Are we that starved for entertainment? Are we this desperate? We can't.
What are you talking about? I will 100% watch this.
And then you've
100%
got
100%. I'm going to watch.
You're not paying for it.
Correct.
And then you're going to find an end around.
Yes.
And then you have Jake Paul versus Nate Robinson. And by the way, I didn't know anything about. Look, I don't follow the Paul brothers. I know, you know, a little bit that they're these YouTubers and they make a ton of money. But I clicked on this TMZ story. To use Cakes, who's the guy that would drop Smoke Show on The Bachelor all the time?
Yeah, Chasen. Yes, that's it.
Yeah,
that's
Jake Paul's done well for himself. But apparently he's not giving his girlfriend the buns. He's following the old Rocky method.
He needs his legs.
Yeah.
He needs his strength.
Women weaken legs, Cakes.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
I hate Jake Paul, but damn, I want to watch this fight.
You do? Do you want to watch that one more than the Tyson one?
I'm split.
Yeah.
Because I get sized for Nate Robinson, so I want to see if he's like a three-sport athlete because he was really good at football.
Right.
And it would make me happy just to see someone pummel him.
Right.
Do you only love Nate Robinson because he's from the Pac Northwest?
Of course.
Is that the bit?
Of course.
Of course that's it.
Hey, Valdez, you were texting me this weekend. About, I assumed you were at your parents or something, or you were somewhere and you weren't able to watch the game?
Well, Virginia, the Washington football team, was on CBS.
So you couldn't watch it. So I gave you a workaround. Did it work?
I found a way. Don't worry.
You did a different workaround?
Yeah. What I usually have was a little slow.
A little glitchy.
And so I was freaking out, you know, before 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because I was like, uh-oh, how's this going to work if it's, you know, if I'm 10 minutes behind?
Right.
And so I ended up figuring it out.
Right.
I found another way on my TV system.
Understand how those shady – I don't even understand how those sites work. I don't know how – they seem to – they have ads. I don't even understand. It doesn't even make sense to me.
I don't even deal with that because I have – internet provider television.
Yeah. Right.
I remember him trying to explain that to me back in the day, too. I was just like,
trying to explain nuclear physics.
You know who else has internet provider TV?
Who? Like Al-Qaeda.
Carlos, the security guard.
Oh,
he was hyping
he?
Up how he watches all the Steeler games.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Me and Carlos are simpatico. Yeah.
And he goes,
you guys have lots of buffering issues?
Zero buffering. I'm going to watch Fat Man this weekend.
He goes, it's 100% legal. I said, there's no chance of that, Carlos.
I'm hoping the FBI knocks on your door this weekend.
By the way, just to not that anybody really cares, we should let everybody know, this hour has been the biggest cluster in terms of when we thought people were going to join us on the show.
It's been a complete train wreck.
We bumped Kevin.
I mean, Thanksgiving's tomorrow. No one cares.
Right. But we bumped Kevin from 8:40 so we could take some calls, which we did, on the whole debate which EB and Cakes were having about – draft picks versus winning a division with six games, right? We thought we told Kevin 9:20, so we teased him for 9:20. He's 9:40, and Brinson he's gonna be on Monday now. Just so people know.
Whatever, yeah, we're fine. Having fun.
I agree.
Yeah. By the way, did you guys see the story about Chief Newsom?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's kind of shocking to me. He's been very nice. He's come in a few times. We get to know all of the police chiefs around here. What is going on there? Because that is definitely not a lateral move. If you go from D.C. police chief to Prince William County, you're kind of like punting.
Well, it's also probably less stressful.
Less stressful. For sure.
There's a crime wave in Gainesville.
Huh?
Do we know where he lived? You know what I mean? Like there might be.
No, but I know. But like a career-wise, you don't go from a big silly like D.C. to Prince William County.
Maybe he just wants less stress in his life.
That makes sense to me. That tells me this job in D.C. is a friggin' nightmare, right? It has to be.
I mean, what's the biggest town in Prince William County?
I don't even know.
Are you, is it Gainesville?
Manassas?
Yeah, hold on. You guys think there's not crime in Manassas?
No, there is.
Sure you, all right. Like there is
there
in
is,
D.C.?
But not like D.C.
Sure, but there are definitely some shady things going on in Manassas.
Well, there are in every county. There are in every county. But like D.C. is one of the... Listen.
I like Manassas, but it's trashy.
Understood. But D.C., like, you know... New York City, Baltimore, I mean, those big cities, those are big-time jobs.
I mean, you think he cares about what's going on in Dumfries as opposed to what's happening in, like, Ward 8? He definitely wants less stress. That's why he's going to PW County.
My eyebrows are raised
off of Potomac
on that
Shores.
One.
He's taking a pay cut from 282 to 215.
If he's living in D.C. and then he...
I get it, he's...
I mean, he's gonna go get a place in Triangle. It's a mansion. He's gonna have 1,000 acres.
Maybe, is
yes,
that what
I
it
pulled
is?
Up. I pulled up a list of cities in Prince William.
I can tell.
How can I just be rattling off Dale City and Noakesville?
By the way,
where's Warrenton? Is Warrenton in
Warrenton so deep that might be in its own county?
That's Fauquier County.
Yeah, Fauquier County. I mean,
yeah, that's his next job after right. Prince William County. After all the crime in Manassas that Dravy's talking about stresses him, then he goes to a lower county.
So he goes to Fauquier, and then he goes to the moon. Because I don't know.
Right. I don't know. 282 seems low for a police chief.
You're
in DC.
A bit silly. I know. And you can't like be on the take or anything.
Right. Because then you get caught.
Be on the take.
Well, there's no side gig.
I mean, yeah.
It's not the shield.
Yeah.
You can't do like Modelo spots, you know, I mean, like to supplement the income. Yeah. So I don't know, man. I think that, you know what? I'm just waiting to see when more information comes out about that one. That one raised my eyebrows. Because he's just kind of like, he's pulling like the Baltimore Colts. He's just packing up and leaving in the middle of the night. It's just weird. A weird story to me, that's all.
Oh, I have some inside skinny.
Oh, you do?
On my phone.
You do?
From an unnamed source.
Oh, is there a scandal?
Leaving because they cut $15 million off the budget. City is going to hell. Violence increasing. Council wants less police. Boom, there's your insider information.
That's right. So he doesn't feel the support. Oh, because are they actually like defunding the police? So he's like, I'm out. If you're defunding the police, I'm out.
That's from an unnamed source.
Okay, type in the source on the Hangout. Who'd you say we have somebody on line four, Valdez?
Yeah, let's go to line four, Rusty.
Is it Rusty? Hey.
Rusty? Come on, Valdez. Are you doing a pre-Thanksgiving bit?
No, I'm not.
Are you sure?
No, he's not doing a bit.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, you're right. What Cakes just said is all correct, too, but he's also retiring, getting this huge retirement package from D.C. He's got 31 years, and he'll double dip in Prince William County.
That makes sense. That makes sense to me.
Who wouldn't want to double dip, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm all about it. All right, so that makes sense.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, we don't know where he lived. You go live out there, a nice, slower lifestyle, maybe, in Triangle, as Cakes puts him in Triangle, or Noakesville, or right. Dale City.
Yeah.
Don't forget that hub.
Anyway, he's very nice. He was there for drinking shows. We are going to do a drinking show December 11th.
Yeah. It's going to be totally different, though, right?
It's a Zoom show.
Yeah.
How are we going to do Secret Santa?
Secret Santa might be next.
You got to pick names.
Way, my wife overheard me saying, how are we going to do Secret Santa? We haven't seen each other in 9 months. And she said that I was bah humbug.
Thank you, Jess.
But I mean, what are we going to do?
You guys always are bothered.
So if I get Drabby, for example, right. I'm going to have to drive to his place in
no, it's so far away.
Just ship it to the station or to Drab's house.
No. We're not shipping anything.
Actually, Drab or Valdez would work for me because I go to the station for the pregame shows.
Just
so
yeah,
I can do
just
that.
When you Eric, order something off Amazon, just put it at the station address.
We're going to open them on the air. Yes, you're going to ship it somewhere.
Ship it?
Yes, and we're going to unbox the present on the air.
Oh, my God. That is going to take so much planning.
Your wife will do it. She does everything for
She's
you.
She's not going to do that, believe me. She draw the line on that.
Just order something from Amazon and send it to the station.
Oh.
I also disrespect you, Eric, because you just – Getting driven around by your wife is a little emasculating.
I'm so
like,
comfortable
you should
with
be
it.
You should be the leader.
Hey, after his search term yesterday, it doesn't surprise me.
Oh, yeah.
That his wife's driving him around.
Funny.
I don't know. I don't know. For some reason, I don't mind it. I don't feel like I have to be driving. Yeah.
He doesn't mind not being on the
action. He likes being emasculated.
It doesn't seem emasculating. It doesn't seem emasculating to be sleeping. It seems very masculine.
Kind of being a spectator.
That's all. He likes being a spectator.
Maybe a voyeur, perhaps.
Yeah, I think there's some of that. Yeah, sure.
Maybe another guy's doing the driving.
Exactly. Well, you see, it's
definitely a stick shift.
Yeah. Right. Hey, I'm perfectly comfortable with it. In fact, we're leaving in a couple hours. I haven't packed one stitch of clothing.
I hope Tina slept well.
Huh?
I hope Tina got a good night's sleep.
She got to bed late, too.
And you're staying at the horsey's?
Apartment. Yeah, this is great. I'm so glad you brought this up. So I get a call from Horsey because I text him. I go, dude, all right, so, like, what's the address of the spot? And, where do I park? You know, how do I get in the joint? And so he gave me the info, and they said, just want you to know, it's the end of season, so the season's over, and it's going to be totally clean, but there might be a few, dresser knobs, and there might be some curtains that have issues, because every year, at the end of the season, we have to fix stuff, and I haven't been down there to fix it yet. So he said, my cleaning lady's silly, it's going to be butt clean. He goes, but I think there's a door that fell off one of the closets. And there's a couple knobs that aren't working on the dresser.
You say the place is in disrepair.
It's a little bit. Apart. Yeah, he says end of season disrepair. Right. I'm going to be bitter if it's a hoop. If I go in there and it's just a mess,
Tell him to take 20% off. 20% more off.
I made a big mistake. I paid him all up front. Why did I do that?
I don't know. It's a good question.
I should have paid him half.
Pay him half. Yep.
But he said... He doesn't know if I'll be able to find the remotes. What?
Bubble TVs?
I pray for that.
God forbid.
No, the bubble TV's not there. He said that picture's 12 years old.
Sure it is.
Yeah. So, but he says he rents to teenagers. He rents to beach weekers.
Yeah. You think he's discerning with who he rents to?
No.
If their money spends, he's going to take it.
Exactly. He's like the one spot in Ocean City you don't even need your parents to sign a lease.
Right. Does he have the industrial trash can in the middle of the kitchen?
I hope he does.
I'll let you know. I'll find out in a few hours.
All right, got to take a break. All right, coming up next, we will talk to Kevin McCarthy, get his recommendations here for the Thanksgiving weekend. Keep it here.
But I have to tell you about our friends at KO Distilling, Virginia-grown, Virginia-made, grain-to-glass. In honor of 400 years of Virginia distilling, KO Distilling is releasing their first ever bottled-in-bond bourbon, Distillers Reserve, available November 24th. KO Distillers Reserve is aged 4 years, bottled at 100 proof, and, as always, distilled on-site from 100% Virginia-grown grains. For updates and to learn more, visit KODistilling.com. And remember to always drink KO responsibly. This commercial made possible by the city of Manassas, a city with a historic heart and modern beat.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey.
podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Reminder, we will be live on Friday, so we'll be able to react to Washington's game against Dallas tomorrow on Thanksgiving. But joining us right now is our pal Kevin McCarthy on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. What's up, Kev?
KP.
Hey, Kevin.
Good morning, my Papa Squeezy.
Kevin, let me ask you this. We know that Dallas always plays traditionally on Thanksgiving. There's one other NFL team that always plays on Thanksgiving. It's the blank.
Jets?
It is not the Jets.
You're doing a bit. He's doing a bit.
No, I actually really – no, I'm not thinking – I know Dallas plays on Thanksgiving. I don't know the other team. Is it the Giants?
It is not the Giants. The Detroit Lions. No, Detroit.
Do you guys not watch football? Like, your family doesn't watch football on Thanksgiving?
I understand. I know you guys are doing a sports show, and I've been with you guys since 2007. But I don't watch a lot of football. To be honest with you, I really don't.
We know that. But Thanksgiving.
I mean, Thanksgiving. I'm probably going to watch a bunch of movies. I mean, like, Lauren and I just watch movies all day long. There's a show. Actually, you guys would be happy about this. There's a show I'm recommending today at the sports show that I just watched, and it's phenomenal. I know, Cakes, you've seen Ted Lasso.
It's very good,
right?
It's very well done.
So, Eric, do you have Apple TV?
What's it about? Yeah, of course.
All right. So basically, it's based on. In Cakes, you probably know a little bit more than this than I do. But Jason Sudeikis used to do a bit with NBC Sports where he would play this character called Ted Lasso, and it's like a comedic bit. So they created this show out of it where he's a football coach in America that is brought over to England to coach their soccer team. And he knows nothing about soccer whatsoever. So it's about like this American being integrated into the English culture.
Yeah.
But Jason Sudeikis is brilliant. Like it's and the episodes are 30 minutes. Eric, I think if you watch the first episode and Cakes, I mean, I don't watch a ton of English football, but
I don't either.
I mean, for me, it was interesting.
You don't have to be a soccer fan to like it or appreciate it.
Exactly. But if you are a sports guy or a sports person, you're gonna find love in that aspect. But I think Eric, I think for you for sure, JP as well. I think even Jason. I know Jason's not here today, but I think everybody should watch Ted Lasso. It came out in July, so this is kind of I slept on it. I always say people sleep on things. I slept on it. I interviewed the entire cast in July, including Jason Sudeikis. And in a weird way, Sudeikis at the time, you guys know, I don't know if you guys know, he was together with Olivia Wilde for a long time. They had two kids together.
Right.
They just recently separated. And I'm looking back at my interview with him from July for Ted Lasso, and I'm asking him about Olivia Wilde and being with her and being home with her. And now they just recently separated, so it's just strange to look at that time frame from now. But the show is incredible. Highly recommend it. No question. It's one of the best shows I've seen
Sudeikis
in a long time. It's on Apple TV.
Sudeikis is a little bit slept on because he's very good in We're the Millers. He's good in Horrible Bosses. You know what? I like him.
Like that guy.
You know what? I'm with you. Sudeikis is a highly slept on actor. By the way, can we tell your audience about the amazing text thread that we're on right now? I want to put this out there because, like, Eric, JP, I don't think you're on this. This was just to play around with Eric. So I started a text thread the other day where we're just sending, like, sci-fi recommendations and Star Wars recommendations to Eric every single day. Yeah. So it's like, it's this text thread. It's me, Brett, CK, Eric, and Cakes. And I try as much as I can, and Eric's ignoring me right now.
But I'm listening.
I just send you Star Wars recommendations and Marvel recommendations.
It's basically my fault because when we started it, Eric Bickle was not in on the thread. And I said, you know who would love this thread? Eric Bickle should be looped in on this thread. And, of course, that's all the bait that that Kevin needs. So he looped him in on the thread about, like, the Mandalorian and whatever else we're talking about.
Oh. Well, years ago when we were at 10800 Main Street, we used to do this bit where we would praise Joe, which was praising coffee.
Correct.
And, like, we would go up to the break room and, like, Brett Oliverio.
I miss that bit so much.
Oh, Brett, Cakes, and I would pray to the coffee gods. Like, we would, like, sit there and do this bit. So the other day, after Joe Biden became the president-elect, I found this meme that said it's Joe time. And so I sent it to Cakes and Brett and everybody. This is so inside baseball. And that's when Cakes was like, you should include Eric on this. So we're just pounding Eric with annoying sci-fi.
Did I respond?
Little response.
The response that Eric sent. So, like, on Friday, I sent Eric a text. And I'm like, hey, Eric, you want to come over on Saturday and do a little Star Wars marathon together? He goes, like, I'll watch it with Lauren, your wife, but not with you.
I thought I did a vomit response.
No, you put the vomit emoji. I was like, hey, Eric, you want to come over and do a Marvel Cinematic Universe marathon on Saturday?
By the way, you're a professional movie critic and TV critic to some extent. How would you describe Evie's eating during your segment?
Oh, so, Eric, you actually are in very good company. The only other person who's ever eaten in front of me during an interview is Clint Eastwood.
Oh, really? He probably doesn't even realize he's eating. I mean, Clint Eastwood's like 90.
What was Eastwood eating?
Peanuts. I was in LA for this movie called Sully, and I wasn't even supposed to interview Clint Eastwood.
Act like we don't know what Sully is.
Come on.
I know. Dude, there's so many movies I don't remember. So I'm in the hallway and I'm trying to track down Tom Hanks because Tom Hanks is doing, like, limited press. And, like, sometimes you wait around the hallway to see if maybe they'll stick around a little bit longer, do some extra press. So Hanks is like 30, 40 minutes late to show up to his room to do interviews. And all of a sudden, Clint Eastwood starts walking down the hallway and he directed Sully. And he's, like, there to do some IMAX bit where he's going to talk to the camera and tell people to see the movie in IMAX. And the publicist was like, hey, we're going to throw Eastwood into a room for two interviews. You want to hop in real quick? And I had nothing prepared. So they throw me into the room. I don't think Eastwood was ready either. And they put a thing of peanuts next to him on the right. And literally the entire interview is him chomping on peanuts in the middle of answers. So, Eric, you and Eastwood are the only people that have ever done that while I was in a professional capacity.
Was it unusable then because he's chewing while he's answering?
Not at all. It was actually awesome. I was actually honored that he ate peanuts in front of me.
No, but you were able to use the footage?
Yeah. Oh, dude, the interview's on YouTube. Like, the screenshot for the interview is him putting a peanut in his mouth.
All right, Kevin, we got 1 minute. 1 minute. What did you want to fill us in on?
All right, a couple things to recommend for Thanksgiving for anybody out there wanting to watch some stuff. Ted Lasso is on Apple TV, one of the best shows I've ever seen. Queen's Gambit is on Netflix. I mentioned that last week. That's one of the best shows as well. Again, Cakes, I don't know if you've seen Queen's Gambit, but very similar to Ted Lasso.
Oh, really? I haven't seen the whole thing. Of course, okay,
seven
I've seen
episodes,
it.
We know.
I only say similar to Ted Lasso because they're both about things that not everybody would find interesting, but the stories are so good that they are interesting. The Mandalorian, Disney Plus, new episode on Friday. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Yeah, Mandalorian, Sully. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reunions on HBO Max. And then there's a romantic comedy that I'm going to watch with my wife, or with Lauren today, called Happiest Season, which is on Hulu with Kristen Stewart and Aubrey Plaza.
By the way, real quick, do you like Queen's Gambit? Did you do that on our show? Did you talk about it?
Probably.
Are you serious?
Did you just talk about that?
Maybe 20 seconds ago.
Okay. Sorry. That's probably why it came in my head. I was looking at Bitcoin's price, to be honest with you.
No, Bitcoin Eric, is what just... happened was Eric was chewing food okay? so loudly. Yeah. Eric was chewing so loudly he didn't hear it. No, but yes, the Queen's Gambit is the best show I've seen this year.
All right. Okay. Sorry.
All right, Kevin, we have to run. Hope you have a great Thanksgiving, you and your family, and we'll talk to you again soon, my friend.
Cakes, Bitcoin, bye, Kev, 19-2 right now.
I know. It's crazy. It's out of control.
Cakes told his wife he wanted to ship his whole 401k into Bitcoin.
I was kind of kidding. All right, kind of serious, though.
We got to get out of here. Everybody have a great Thanksgiving. Cakes will be live on Friday. Grandaddy, they're coming up next right here on The Fan. Happy Thanksgiving.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.